Thank you, Madhava Prabhu and all devotees. Sankirtan, Nam Sankirtan. Kirtan means to chant or glorify, and sang means complete or together. So Sankirtan is performed by all of us together. It's not a performance where spectators look at artists, but it's a common activity. And when performed properly, we experience the truths of the scriptures. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The holy name is a Chintamani gem that fulfills all desires. And we can experience it when we chant. Srila Prabhupada said that chanting is like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. So if we cry out to Krishna and Radha, they will respond. Srila Prabhupada also said that the mother wants to give milk to the child, but unless the child cries, the mother won't give the milk. So Hare and Krishna, Radha and Krishna, they want to give us their mercy. They want to bring us back to them. But unless we cry for their mercy, they won't give it. Of course, they give their mercy in the sense that they give us the opportunity. But to really get the mercy, we have to cry for it. And as our God brother and Madhava Prabhu's guru, Shikshaguru, Ayendra Prabhu, would say, you should cry for Krishna. And if you can't cry for Krishna, you should cry because you can't cry for Krishna. You should cry to be able to cry for Krishna. Mothers with babies, small children, they can recognize the quality of the child's crying. Sometimes they just cry for fun, to get attention, or just some fleeting, flickering something, and then the next minute it's gone. But if there's some real danger and the child cries with utter helplessness and desperation, the mother recognizes that cry and comes rushing. So we have the opportunity, the best opportunity in this association to cry out to Krishna and Radharani. And they want us to come to them. As Srila Prabhupada says, that God is more eager to get us back home, back to Godhead, than we are eager to go there. In fact, most people in the material world are not eager to go back to Godhead at all. But if someone takes a step towards Krishna with a genuine desire to approach him, he will reciprocate more than we can imagine. And whatever desire we have in that calling out of the names of Krishna, Radha and Krishna, they will respond. If it is simply a matter that my mind is out of my control and I want to be able to hear your names with attention, if you cry out, then Radha and Krishna, the holy names, will help you to fix your mind on the sound of their names. Because we're in the material world out of envy of Krishna, we actually want to be in the position of Krishna. We don't want people to be chanting Krishna's name. We would rather that they were chanting our name, Giri Raj Swami Ki Jai. So if that type of desire comes up, just call out to Radha and Krishna, please save me, and the holy name will reciprocate and deliver you from that nescience. If you find yourself inclined towards sense gratification, and any intelligent, thoughtful person who's at all studied the nature of sense gratification knows that it will end in misery. There's no other conclusion to it. But still, because of our conditioning and contamination, if we find ourselves clinging to that hope for material enjoyment, just call out, cry out, please save me. This is ridiculous. Please save me. So whatever it is, if we just cry out to the holy names to help us, they will reciprocate. And in that consciousness, we're not here in the material world. We're with Krishna, Radha and Krishna, and their associates in the spiritual world. And it can change just like that by our consciousness. One moment we can be absorbed in the holy name, crying out to Radha and Krishna, and something will come up, some unwanted thought, some unwanted desire, and we're back in this building, and there's someone playing the harmonium and singing, and other people are also singing and playing instruments, and we're in a room with people and activities. And if we let all that go, let all the things let go of all the things that we're clinging to that are holding us back, and just thrust ourselves into the kirtan, into the holy names, and we're not here anymore. We don't know these walls, these buildings, these equipments. None of it's there. It's just the holy name. So I'm looking forward. Well, not looking forward, I'm in it, but still, I'm looking forward to the rest of the kirtans this evening, and then tomorrow, 12 hours of kirtan, and then Tuesday evening, Wednesday, there'll be kirtan practically every day. And for those who are able, there'll be the Sadhu Sangha Kirtan Mela. But this is something we're meant to do all the time, Kirtaniya Sadahari. This is a special opportunity, very special opportunity. We should take full advantage and develop, you know, have that experience, develop that taste, develop that desire, and then make whatever arrangements we have to repeat the experience by coming together and chanting with full heart. So, thank you very much, all of you who have made this is Sankirtan, and so I will be very happy if we continue with more of that. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna. Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.